This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two very big words.
At a Rose Garden news conference, the president said the declaration will free up to $50 billion for state and local governments' virus response. He's also waiving interest on federally held student loans, among other moves. The administration's been criticized for a slow virus testing rollout.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Blaming it on an old system not equipped for this size outbreak. The president says more tests are being made available, but urge people not to rush forward without certain symptoms.
It's totally unnecessary.
But says he will most likely be tested after being near a Brazilian spokesman last week who tested positive days later.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
On Wall Street, stocks jumped the most since 2008 when President Trump declared a state of emergency. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,711. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points or 9.34% to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. retaliatory strikes hit five weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq, as the commander of overseas U.S. operations in the Middle East warned Friday the threat from Iran and its proxies remains high. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
The airstrikes were targeting Kataib Hezbollah, which Washington says is responsible for many attacks on U.S.-led forces, most recently the massive rocket attack on Wednesday that killed two American soldiers and a British soldier at an Iraqi base, although no group has claimed responsibility. This was American General Kenneth McKenzie on Friday.
We believe that the collateral damage is going to be very low. We expect there are going to be fatalities on the objective, but I don't have those numbers for you right now. We'll work to get those out here in the near future as we continue.
This was the third time in recent months that the U.S. has targeted Kataib Hezbollah, most notably the airstrike at Baghdad Airport that killed Iran's Major General Qasem Soleimani in January. He was the second most powerful man in Iran at the time.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Top Japanese government officials said Friday they were determined to hold safe and secure Olympics on schedule despite the outbreak of the coronavirus. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Japan's Olympics minister was quick to hit back at U.S. President Donald Trump Friday, saying the Olympics are on schedule and, quote, safe and secure.
We are not thinking of reducing spectators at all. I understand the IOC and Tokyo 2020 will make an effort to hold the Games as planned, in coordination with the Tokyo government.
The remarks were made hours after Trump suggested Tokyo should delay the Games for a year amid the coronavirus outbreak. Officials say Japanese leader Shinzo Abe later spoke with Trump on the phone for about 50 minutes Friday morning Japan time. Trump then tweeted a more upbeat message, calling the just-completed Olympic venue magnificent and saying Abe had done an incredible job and good things will happen for Japan and their great prime minister.
That's Libby Hogan of Reuters. And Microsoft Corporation co-founder Bill Gates, who made the company one of the world's most valuable technology firms, has stepped down from the board on Friday to focus on philanthropic works related to global health, education, and climate change. Gates quit his full-time executive role at Microsoft in 2008. He remained as chairman of the board until 2014. Since then, he's been a board member. The billionaire and his wife Melinda run one of the world's largest charities, the Gates Foundation, which has billions in assets and funds global health programs to combat disease and poverty. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.